Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our friend Peter Marks, Marla McKenna, their friends and family. And we all want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to our show today. It is all about the inner power of patience, positivity, and perseverance with our wonderful guest, Marla McKenna. She's a delightful author and wonderful inspiration who focuses really on having children, not giving up on their dreams and to believing in themselves. She inspires the children. I say that she inspires children and adults alike to exercise that patience, positivity, and perseverance. And certainly we all have the child within us all. So this show transcends age, transcends everything, all things,
to come to a realization that you too can have a dream, should have a dream, and certainly should follow it. Welcome to the phone, Marla welcome to the show, Marla McKenna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show again. I'm happy to be here.
And we are so happy to have you, Marla McKenna. I just say, I didn't know much about the astrology and the Mars thing, all that lining up, and how it interferes with communication and computers and clarity. So before we go to you and your extraordinary message, let me take a moment to go to the world-renowned psychic, Peter Marks, our dear friend, who can put things in perspective. For those of you who might have called in, right before the show and you were told there was no show, it was because after it was totally programmed and all I had to do was hit save, one key, the whole thing disappeared off the screen. So you were advised there was no show. So my apologies to any of you who experienced that. Peter, explain what is going on and when the Mars in retrograde started and when we can look forward to it ending.
All right. Well, first I have to clarify something, Joyce, my very good friend. It is actually not Mars in retrograde. It's Mercury that is in retrograde in the sign of Aries. It started on March 22nd, 2018, and it will be there actually until April 14th. Of 2018, with Mercury in retrograde, it means that the energy that is being transmitted from the planet of Mercury is hitting the Earth, and the Earth's energy in congruency with Mercury, it appears that the energy has been stopped, when in actuality the energy seems to be moving backwards, which is going to cause communication problems with computers, anything electronic, and especially with the Joyce Barry and Friends radio show.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me know that I didn't move Mars anywhere, that it was Mercury. I said I don't know much about that sort of thing. But I'm totally fascinated.
Yes.
I'm fascinated by it, but that's not my forte. I love having astrologers on the show and psychics and tarot readers and all that good stuff, but that is not something I really know but want to know more about. And Peter, I know you're on the run and you're going to be off soon, leaving our studio soon. So, you are the one who is such a fan of Marla McKenna. You kept saying, when is Marla coming back? When is Marla coming back? So why are you such a fan of this woman, Peter Marks?
Well, Marla and I have known each other for several years, and I've really gotten to know Marla on a spiritual level, on a psychological level. And the reason that I wanted to connect and be part of the program is I have many clients that come from diverse backgrounds, fame and fortune, all that wonderful stuff. But Marla, really, I don't allow too many people into my private world. Because when they start out as an acquaintance or a client, I tend to like my privacy. And with Marla, we really, as we started to get to know one another, she has got an amazing soul. She is probably one of the most caring, loving people that I've ever met. And I know children gravitate towards her, but also adults gravitate towards her. Because Marla is very much, she is true to her soul. She is true to the truth. And she cares about so many people. And I see this whenever I witness the photographs that she takes when she goes to the schools or to the events. She is an incredible human being. and she has a lot to offer, not only children, but also adults. She's a master number, and I don't know if I have told her that, but she has a very high vibration, and she just, through her work, she is going to be, she already is recognized as a children's author, but she is going to become so much more widely recognized and respected. Words can't totally express the gifts that Marla possesses and what she offers mankind.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, Peter Marks. I tend to agree with you. I get very good feelings about Marla and her future. Absolutely. She is delightful. I totally agree. She likes to, acknowledge how she works to inspire children through her books. I have her books. It inspires me. So I just have one of the things on my bucket list that is very important to me. I want a book called Joyce the Super, the not-so-secret superhero, because I want to shout it from the rooftops. So we'll just have to keep having Mahler on the show till that book about Joyce the Superhero comes out. Mahler, anything you want to say to Peter?
Peter, you amaze me. Thank you for that. I'm kind of speechless, so thank you. You have so many beautiful gifts, and saying those kind words about me just mean the world, so thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You left her speechless. And I just want to second that, Peter Marks. You are one of the most fabulous, extraordinary people on the entire planet. I wish there were more of you. Thank you for jumping in to support Marla, and thank you for the difference you make for our shows and certainly for my life.
Well, I appreciate your kind words. I did want to say, I'm hoping I'm not jumping in again here, but I did also want to interject that after I received Mom's Big Catch and Sadie's Big Deal and I'm a Secret Superhero, I was amazed.
Yes, Marla is an amazing lady. And again, I agree with your thoughts about the future and tapping into my psychic powers. I see so much more from Marla as well. She's just a wonderful spirit. Okay, without further ado, I want to get back to Marla and her extraordinary message to people of all ages. As they say in the circus, come one, come all, and hear from the fabulous Marla McKenna. Marla, I know you have a new book coming out, but before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the books that are already out, because they're delightful. So let's start with Sadie's Big Steal.
Okay, well, first of all, you guys have kind of left me speechless, which is kind of hard to do for me. So I just, again, thank you for all of those kind words. It means so much, so thank you. Sadie's Big Steal. Well, before we talk about Sadie's Big Steal, Mom's Big Catch comes first. Sadie's Big Steal is the second book in the series, and Sadie's Big Steal offers, it's my dog, Sadie, and my daughters, Julia and Ashley, are in this book, just like Mom's Big Catch, and it offers an anti-bullying message, a message of kindness, respect, friendship. When I present at schools, I share the message with kids, you know, the easiest way to make a friend is to be a friend, and how important it is not to judge people by, you know, what they look like or how they talk or dress and things like that. Just teaching children that overall message, you know, just be nice and just be kind. And that's what Sadie's Big Steal is about.
And yes, I did know it was the second book in the series, but since I switched Mars to retrograde, I figured let me go to book two before book one while I'm on a roll here. But I did have a reason for mentioning it first because I am so into the anti-bullying message. That is so important. There is so much going on about bullying in cyberspace, in schools. So that message alone is so extremely important. It's been going on for decades, and sadly, so much of what is going on remains unnoticed and not dealt with. So to have that message, that was why I wanted to give it prominence and put it first. Before we move on to Mom's Big Catch, just tell us something specific to inspire people to take part in anti-bullying support around the world.
Well, a lot of schools have anti-bullying week, and it's stand up to bullying, say no to bullying. You know, it's important that if children feel bullied, they tell an adult, they tell a teacher. We talk about the importance of following their own instincts and talking about how a child can understand if something is right or wrong. You know, they feel it in their head, they feel it in their heart, they feel it in their stomach. And you know, just being able to not be afraid and go ask for help. And another thing, if I can just share with Sadie's Big Steal, it not only is it for children, but it also teaches a message against dog breed discrimination and being kind to animals and helping animals find their forever loving homes as well. So it's animals and children.
Well, I certainly love adults, I love children, and I love you, Marla McKenna. So that's great that it includes a message about how you should treat your animals. Absolutely important message, and let us use this show to inspire you to take part in what you can do. If you see something, say something regarding bullying, and most importantly, if you can, do something. So now let's move to Mom's Big Catch. That's the first book. So what about that book would you like to share?
So Mom's Big Catch was inspired by an actual baseball game at a Major League Baseball stadium. And it's just a fun family day at the ballpark where something crazy happens, not to give the ending away. It's the way a ball is caught. And it's really surprising and it's really fun. And, you know, we introduced Ashley, my daughter Ashley, this little girl's excitement about going to a ball game, the taste and smells of what's at the ballpark. You know, ice cream and cotton candy and just fun things like that. We make it very, very descriptive and have a lot of fun with this book. And what's really interesting and fun about Mom's Big Catch is it can be customized to fit baseball teams. And so there's about 7 or 8 versions out right now. I work with Major League and Minor League baseball teams. And the most exciting one is working with Chicago Cubs Hall of Fame pitcher Fergie Jenkins and the Chicago Cubs. And Fergie is illustrated in the book. It has the Fergie Jenkins Foundation logo. It has the Cubs logo and their support. So that is an awesome honor. And Fergie is just, he's one of the best human beings I know. And it's just, it's opened up a lot of fun and exciting doors for me as a baseball fan and writer.
And how did they find you, Marla? How did they, the two of you, connect, you and the team?
Well, actually, I had hired a publicist when Mom's Big Catch first came out several years ago, and he had worked for the Chicago Cubs in their PR department, and he introduced me to the baseball winter meetings and teams. And it was funny because he said, here, why don't you just call up Fergie Jenkins and go out to spring training with him? Now, you know, being a Milwaukee Brewer fan, which is where I'm from, I had heard of Fergie, but I really didn't understand the level of his celebrity and fame and just all of his just incredible accomplishments. And so that's what I did. I just called him up. I just called him, and he invited me out, and we've had a friendship and a really great partnership and working relationship ever since. And it's just been, like I said, it's an honor to know Fergie and to work with him. I truly feel blessed.
Well, I feel blessed to work with you and have you back on our show. That's very, very exciting. Now, what inspired you for I'm a Secret Superhero? That book, that's my personal favorite.
I'm a Secret Superhero was inspired by actually an adult book that I have been working on but isn't finished yet called Take Back Your Power. But I'm a Secret Superhero is all about teaching children that we're all born with special gifts, our own superpowers. So whether that's, you know, being a good baseball player or being a good singer or ice skater or loving animals and helping animals, cleaning up, you know, our community. So there's a lot of really fun illustrations in I'm a Secret Superhero. And her special gifts are, you know, being a good friend and giving love out and caring. And it's just a beautiful, fun book. And it's just teaching children that it's, you know, your beauty comes from within, and teaching children to believe in themselves and to work hard. And that's how they're going to make their dreams come true. That's how they're going to find their special gift. And it's beautifully illustrated by Brenda Cato, who you've spoken to as well.
Yes, it is beautifully illustrated. It's extraordinary, the illustrations. I want you to know that to this day, I watch reruns of Wonder Woman. I still watch it to this day, literally. I have it programmed in that when those reruns appear, I get it. When she makes that turn, the person really turning around is me. So that's why I really, really, really connected to the Secret Superhero, except that I don't do anything on the Secret, for sure. So Sadie's Big Steal, I'm a Secret Superhero, and Mom's Big Catch, these are all books that people can purchase on Amazon. And also in your website, Marla McKenna, McKenna.com, is that correct?
Correct. My website is MarlaMcKenna.com. Mom's Big Catch is by Signature Strength Publishing. And Sadie's Big Steal, I'm a Secret Superhero. And the new soccer book is all by Nico 11 Publishing. And the new soccer book is fun.
We were going to get to that as well. I just wanted to start with the old, and then we'll bring out the new for sure, because we have a little bit of time for that, given the due date on that would be April 21. So we have the jump on breaking news for Marla's big book. And I can tell you, folks, when the superhero of Joyce comes out, we will let everyone know well in advance for that as well. So Marla inspires people with her books, her fabulous books, and we tend to strive to inspire people with our show every day with an important message of motivation and inspiration. And here, in the very wise words of my superhero, Beverly Nadler, our health guru, is why you should be listening to our show every day and why it is good for your health.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. And on our homepage, on the upper left, you will see my picture. And right under that, it says follow. And simply by clicking on follow, you'll know about every guest, every topic, all in an email that will be sent to you. So you need not miss any show, because if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, I guess that's 10 a.m. Central, 6 a.m. California time, and we have many, many California listeners, you can catch any show in our archives 24/7. You can download them, you can play them, you can share the links with your friends. So we do ask that you join the thousands of loyal followers. We are especially happy to have them as part of the Joyce Barry and Friends family. There's a lot of people that called in, Amala. So let me go to one that is kind of special to me, but we haven't heard from in a long, long time, and I know she's a fan of yours. That would be Mary Angela. Go ahead, Mary Angela. You're on the air. Okay. So much for that technical difficulty. Let's go to another. We'll go to another line here. I was very excited to see her in our studio. Let us see who else we have. 715-261, what is your name and where are you calling from? 715-261. Hello, so you're on the air, 715. Do you want to say your name and where are you calling from? Okay, that's not a technical difficulty. That's someone that wants to remain silent. let's go to 334-285. You want to say your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Debbie Trunkell. I'm calling from Alabama. Good morning.
And Debbie, good morning, dear. What brings you to our show today?
Well, I'm happy to call in support of Marla and her book. She's currently helping me to coach me through my very first children's book that we are in the middle of being illustrating right now. So I'm just thrilled that she's on board and that she's helping me. She's been an immense amount of help as far as just helping me to navigate through this whole process, to understand how it goes. So she's just been amazing, and I'm just so grateful that I get to work with her. I think it's, as you've heard, she's wonderful and obviously talented. So I just hope that...
We hear she's wonderful. We read that she's wonderful. She is wonderful. And thank you so much for joining us. I know you're a new listener inspired by Marla to join us today, and hope you become a follower and join us on other days as well. So let us see if I got the people. 217. Oh, 217. That would be Michael. Michael, is that you, Michael?
It is. How are you, Joyce?
I'm fine. Michael, by the way, is my favorite man's name. The people that I love most in my life were all Michaels, so I have a special affinity to the name Michael. What would you like
fantastic.
To share? What would you like to share?
I'm actually Marla's publisher, Deco 11 Publishing and Design. I've been working with Marla. Marla and I have been working together, actually, for a couple of years now. And I publish a couple of her books, including I'm a Secret Superhero. She does some editing work for me, some writing coaching for some of my clients. She's in fact kind of a, we're kind of partners in this publishing and writing world, and she's been very helpful with a lot of our, especially children's authors. But she and I are actually co-writing a book together with a man who lost his son to opioid addiction, and she's just a great person to work with. Hello, Marla.
Hi.
I don't think I can overstate what Peter had said before. She's the right person to be in these schools promoting these books, especially about anti-bullying. But also, some of the proceeds of her books go to the Linda Blair Foundation for adopting animals. And Marla's an animal lover, as am I, and I really like the fact that we're putting those imprints on our books to raise awareness and money for Linda Blair's Foundation. Great stuff.
Michael, what I want to say to you is to acknowledge you for your genius in deciding to publish Marla's books. You have the foresight, so you too, I predict great things for you and your publishing house. You pick the right person at the right time, and you're doing the right thing. And I too am an animal lover. I love children. I love animals. I love adults as well. But as they say, kids say the darndest things, and any time I can be around children, you learn so much from them.
I couldn't agree more, Joyce, and we're looking forward to writing and publishing. I'm Joyce, the not-so-secret superhero. You let us
Michael,
know when you're ready
that's
to do
being,
that.
That's being witnessed by people all over the world. I'm going to hold you to it, Michael. I will hold
yes,
you
ma'am.
To it, but I promise you with the kind of support and the people, the relationships I have made, I have 8 years of this show, that you get that book about that, and it'll be the number one bestseller over all of them. If it's Joyce, it's got to be good.
Yes, indeed. And I wish you the best on your show as well. And again, like you said, I was a genius for bringing Marla on. It's kind of the opposite way. I'm proud to have her on my label. I'm so inspired and happy to work with her. She's a great coach and mentor to new authors that want to get their message out in book form. I always love publishing independent authors because I believe if you want to be published, you should be. And I really wouldn't be able to do that as well as I can without Marla's input and help on that. And so I really appreciate you having her as a guest on your show because, she needs to be better known and her message needs to be known too. So everybody listening, get Marla's books because you'll get a good message out of them. You'll see great art and you'll help out some people and some animals as well.
And I just have to ask you, how did you two find each other?
Marla, you want to go ahead and answer that?
We had worked together for another publisher, and then she had sold the publishing company to Mike. So that's right, Mike? I mean, that's basically
pretty
simple.
We decided that we should continue our working relationship because again, Marla writes, not only writes great books, but she knows how to promote them and knows how to sell them, which obviously is a good thing for guys like me to stay in business with. But also she was able to connect with teachers and parents and other people through her work with the schools. And they say, oh, I have these ideas for books and can you help me write these? And, we just continued working together with her referring those people to me. And then she either coached and edited or edited the books or contacted, got them in touch with the proper illustrator for them. So it was just, we worked together in the industry and kind of partnered up after I purchased the publishing company. And that's as simple as it is. We just knew each other and knew we would both work well together. And I think, Marla, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we work pretty well together. I think we're a good partnership.
Absolutely. And Joyce, this book that Mike and I are co-authoring with Alex Hoffman, it's definitely been challenging and inspiring for me to go to a different genre and a different avenue for a book, you know, stepping away a bit from children's books, which is my love. I mean, I love writing children's books, but this is just a new avenue, and it's been quite a journey, and I'm very grateful for it and for Mike.
The reason I ask the question is you two sound like a match made in heaven. So I was wondering what brought you two together. So, Michael, thank you so much for taking time to be here on our show today. Closer to the time when the next book is coming out, I promise you we'll do a show with the breaking news that the book is out. So you can count on me for that. And, Michael, I'm counting on you to have that choice. I'm not such a secret superhero.
Fantastic. I appreciate you having Marla on, and I appreciate you giving me some time to talk with you and your listeners. And hello, everybody out there in the world. Thank you so much. And, yeah, when you're ready to go, Joyce, we'll be there for you.
Absolutely. And you can count on me for that. Thank you for being here. Marla, back to you. Anything else you want to share with Michael?
No. Nope. We're good. Nope. I just appreciate him very much. So, and he knows that. Yep. And we do work well together. And I think, you know, talking about, you know, positive energy and, you know, positive people gravitate towards each other with a common goal. And I think, you know, you find people to work with who also want to make a difference and send out some positiveness into the world. And I think that's how we find each other, too.
I agree with that.
I agree. Couldn't like attracts like, and it's all good. I want to get back to your message and talk a little bit more. You're telling children not to give up on their dreams and to believe in themselves. What is your message to emphasize that? And I say it's not just for children. Adults can learn a lot from that as well.
Well, I think the main thing is, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. And, you know, if you're having a bad day, just realize it's going to pass. And tomorrow's a new day. And surround yourself with positive people. And, you know, as I teach children to make good choices, I teach them and I say to them during my presentations at school, you know, do you know that every morning when you wake up, you can choose your thoughts? You can choose how you think about things. And they kind of look at me and then they get it. Like, I'm like, you know, you can choose, you know, positive thoughts or negative thoughts. And I ask them, you know, what's better? And we focus on the positive and how, you know, sometimes we don't want to be positive and that's okay. But, you know, thinking negative thoughts really doesn't get us anywhere. And so just, you know, that needs to be taught to children from little on that they have the power. I mean, I'm a secret superhero power. They have that power inside of them to choose their thoughts and make good choices and move forward the best that they can, and just know that they can do anything they set their mind to and believe in themselves.
Then moving along, you want them to exercise patience. We're in a very impatient world. People have an attention span of about 2 minutes. That's why when you do a show, when you write a book, the first thing you say has to hit people for them to continue. You have to catch them in the first 2 minutes. That's why titles are important. The beginning is always important. What do you say about exercising patience?
And patience is one of the hardest things to learn, but anything worth anything is worth waiting for in life and working hard at. And my message to kids is, you know, it took me 2 years to get Mom's Big Catch published. There was a lot of rejection. And, you know, I say to them, if I wouldn't have sent it to one more publisher, you know, would I be here with them today? Would I have all these other books? You know, my life changed from that one day at the ballpark. So just teaching children to have patience and positive thoughts and perseverance, because I didn't give up. I mean, it took me 3 years to finally team up with the Milwaukee Brewers. And although I've been working with Fergie Jenkins and, you know, his assistant and the foundation for over 5 or 6 years, we just put the Cubs logo on the book last year. So, I mean, that was a huge deal to add the official Cubs logo to Mom's Big Catch. That's a really big deal. So adding that, you know, like I said, nothing happens overnight, and you just have to work hard and just through that whole idea of patience. And I just keep saying it. If you believe in it, then make it happen.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that one. And then what do you say to them to exercise positivity in the face of being fraught with a negative world, negative family all around us? How do you fight for that positivity?
Do your best not to let it in. Put up your shield of armor and believe in your sole purpose and your mission, and just don't let it in. Easier said than done, but that's the best, I guess, I can say for that.
Well, what I say, I have a technique on that. Whenever a negative thought comes up, my little trick is I use the word cancel, immediately replacing it with a positive thought. So that's my little trick I want to share with you. That's my buzzword, cancel. The minute it comes up, replace it with a positive thought. When you talk about patience, when you talk about positivity, who better as a role model than J.K. Rowling? Look what she went through to get the first Harry Potter book published, and the rest is history.
Absolutely. I agree.
My goodness, she sat in coffee shops. She had no money, turned down time and time and time. I don't know how many years it took her. So just think of any of you aspiring authors, just think of J.K. Rowling. What an inspiration that is. And then we move from there to perseverance. It's all so well connected, being positive, being patient, and persevere, just like J.K. Rowling. What do you want to add to that?
You're just striving for success and just moving forward. And, you know, sometimes it just never hurts to ask. You know, I mean, for example, as we mentioned, part of the proceeds from all of my book go to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. And my donations are matched by singer, actor, author Rick Springfield. And, you know, how that happened was I just asked him. And I just think and he said yes. And I think it just doesn't hurt to just always ask, because people can say no, but you know what? People can also say yes. I mean, like with Fergie Jenkins as well, he said yes, and he wanted to do this, and he's been supportive, and I've had a lot of wonderful support. And I think that's important too, to surround yourself with positive people.
How did you meet up with Rick Springfield? What brought that about to even make that connection?
I've been a Rick Springfield fan forever, and he comes to the Milwaukee area a lot. His wife is from the area, and he's very approachable by his fans. And so I met him, I asked him, and he said yes. And ever since then, he's been extremely supportive. You know, he believes in writers. You know, he is a singer and a songwriter, and he's written, authored books. And he's by heart a writer. So I think, you know, there's a bond between writers, and he liked my work, and that was a big deal to me. It's still kind of pinched myself, a dream come true, and it's just been awesome.
But how did you even get close to him to make that request? Did you send him a Facebook request to be your friend?
No. He has meet and greets. So I had the opportunity to meet him at a meet and greet, and I spoke with him, I spoke with his wife, and then ultimately I worked with his management.
Wow, I'm very impressed, Marla McKenna. And how did you connect with Linda Blair?
Well, Linda, I'm a huge animal lover, and Linda and Rick are friends, and Rick supports the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation. So as a Rick fan, that's that's a big deal. You're going to know that. You're going to want to support her as well. And plus, I love dogs. I love animals. And it was just, I just said, you know, and as I teach kids, when something good happens to you, you should do something good for someone else. So that's why I decided to do that. I can give books away. I can teach children. And, you know, with animals, I can donate funds whenever that's possible. So that's why.
And I so agree with you. One of the big messages of our show is pay it forward. So I so agree with you. You love animals. You love the foundations. You love Springfield. You love your publisher. But I also know, and we mentioned something about it earlier, you love Brenda Cato, your illustrator. And here she is. Welcome, Brenda Cato. Brenda, you're on the air. Come in.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Awesome.
We can hear you now.
I'm so happy to be here.
What do you want to say about what it was like for you to illustrate for Marla?
Well, it was a dream come true, really. I met Marla in New York. We both worked for the same large corporation in their marketing department. And when she left, she started writing children's books, and I helped her out by making her a website. And so we remained friends and kept in touch. And when she was had the idea for I'm a Secret Superhero, she was like, do you want to illustrate this? Because we are both fans of The Secret and positive thinking and manifesting what you want in your life. So it was a pretty natural thing, even though I hadn't illustrated a children's book before. I had done other types of illustration, but it was just great because I was working with a friend. We were both believing in manifesting positive things, and it was super fun to create a character like this.
Well, I know what an extraordinary illustrator you are. Having seen the book and the website, I know that you're amazing. And one of the things I hope to do is a project with you at some time in the future.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
So let's have it happen, Brenda Cato. Thank you for jumping in. Back to you, Marla. I want to talk now about the new book coming out on April 21, A Soccer Summer Dream with the Milwaukee Torrent. Let's share about that and what inspired you to do that.
It's really funny how A Soccer Summer Dream with the Milwaukee Torrent happened. I was on a local Milwaukee TV show promoting I'm a Secret Superhero, and I started talking to a couple guys in the green room, and it turns out one of them was the owner and head coach of the Milwaukee Torrent. That's Milwaukee's outdoor professional soccer team. And we started talking, and he gave me his card, and he said, I want you to write a book for us. And it happened. It was just right place, right time, synchronicity. And his name is Andy Davi. And so we wrote the book. I had to ask him for some help because I had to learn some things about soccer. But it's just a fun story. It's two twins, and their dream is to play on the field with the Milwaukee Torrent and what they have to do to work together to make that happen. And It's just a fun book, and Brenda Cato, she is the illustrator in this book too, and again, she's done a brilliant job. I'm excited. This will be a fun book. It'll be fun to be at the games this summer and promote the book, and it's exciting.
I'm excited about it. I really am excited. I love what you do. I love who you are. I'm excited so much about that. And your inspiration about having things happen and having patience. So I want to share my message to folks who are inspired, but they'll get to their book someday. They'll get to read your book someday. They'll get to check out your website someday. Here's what I have to say to all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And folks, on top of that message, we say to stress, if not now, when? When you figure out someday does not exist, when you go through every calendar you've ever seen, someday does not exist. So I urge you, I encourage you to get your dreams to move forward, to have your goals come into play. Ask yourself, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication? To get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? Marla, it was absolutely delightful having you here as our guest and listen to your extraordinary message of positivity, perseverance, and patience. You have the power to get that message out everywhere, given who you are. What message do you want to, concluding message, do you want to leave our audience with?
Well, I just think, again, if you believe in yourself, you can do anything you set your mind to. And I just, you know, I'm grateful for all the people I work with. You know, I want to thank all of the schools and my publishers and, you know, Linda Blair and Rick Springfield. And I just want to just, you know, extend this and thank this. I want to thank Fergie Jenkins and his personal assistant, Steve Gassman, because we have a book signing coming up at Wrigleyville Sports on April 8th from 1 to 3 p.m. So Chicago area listeners, that would be just awesome if you could stop by, and it'll be a lot of fun. Again, like I said, I'm so grateful to Fergie.
I think it's great about the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, because I, too, am an animal lover. Extend an invitation to Linda to be on our show. We'll support that organization. Big, big fan of animals. Rick Springfield, on behalf of people who care about you, to thank him for being a major support for you. Fergie Jenkins, all the people that support you are supporting an extraordinary message to our children, and I say to adults alike. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. And folks, my message is make someone happy today. Go out, do a random act of kindness, do pay it forward. And I want to leave you with this special prayer that I wrote for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we do want you to be happy, and so we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.